This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2111. Four types of insurance you should consider by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into our next post and start optimizing your life. Four types of insurance you should consider by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. No matter how careful you are in life, there are certain things that you just can't control. This is the reason why people invest in affordable and comprehensive insurance plans to protect themselves and their families. However, there are still a large number of people who have a different opinion and think that insurance is just a plain waste of money. You may have your reasons not to invest in an insurance plan. However, if you think about the concept with an open mind, then you can clearly see the merit. For better understanding, let's take a look at some of the most popular and most recommended insurance coverages. Number one, health insurance. Health insurance is easily one of the most popular forms of personal insurance, and for good reason. This is because good healthcare has become more expensive than ever, and there are a number of studies that project a dramatic rise in chronic disease costs and the increased risk of acquiring these diseases in the first place. Some people argue that they don't need health insurance if they're eligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act or if they're getting it from their employer. However, the problem with these options is that they aren't usually enough. Even if the coverage amount is high, many of the life-threatening diseases like cancer, AIDS, etc. are rarely covered. So, if you want to protect yourself from all kinds of health-related risks, then you must invest in a comprehensive insurance plan that offers maximum coverage at an affordable premium. Sure, everything is individual. This is why there are many different insurance plans for different age groups. For example, medical alerts could be covered by some Medicaid programs. And at the same point, hearing aids are rarely included. So you need to have clear priorities when you're choosing your insurance. Number two, personal liability insurance. Personal liability refers to bodily injury or property damage caused by you, a family member, or even your pet. So, personal liability insurance covers the legal fees, property damage payments, medical payments, etc. There are many reasons why you need personal liability insurance, but the most important ones are A, the stakes are high. The U.S. is known as the most litigious society in the world. Here, people are sued for even saying seemingly innocent things. So there's a chance you could face a lawsuit yourself. Let's say you're a responsible individual who takes all the precautions to avoid unnecessary lawsuits. But what about your pets or children? Even if it's your four-legged friend who damages your neighbor's yard, or your son who accidentally hits someone with a baseball to cause a serious injury, it's ultimately you who will have to face the legal actions and pay the fines. In events like these, personal liability insurance can really come in handy. B, claims can be expensive. You won't believe how expensive the smallest of personal liability cases can be. For instance, an injury claim can easily set you back by as much as $15,000, depending on the nature of the injury. Covering property damage isn't easy either and can cost you $5,000 to $7,500. This is when the lawyer fees aren't even added to the total cost. And C, your wealth can make you an easy target. If you're earning an honest living and doing well for yourself, then you deserve a bigger house, a luxurious car, etc. However, these purchases can often attract unwanted attention and make you an easy target for a lawsuit. As you can see, there are many compelling reasons to get personal liability insurance if you don't have it already. Number three, auto insurance. In the majority of states, you're required to get auto insurance for your vehicle as per the law. Failing to do so can attract a fine of up to $1,000 and can easily result in the suspension of your driver's license. However, you'll be surprised to know that it won't be the fine that will give you a reason to worry. It's the actual damage to your car. This is because you depend on your vehicle for getting around the city and commuting to work. And if it's unavailable, then many of your routine activities can be affected. If your car is damaged in an accident and you have no insurance coverage, then you'll have to bear all the repair costs yourself, which can be huge. Moreover, your financial burden can increase further if someone's injured in the accident. For instance, if the person is the other driver or a pedestrian, then they can sue you. However, if you have auto insurance, then it can cover most of the medical and legal expenses. One of the best things about auto insurance is that it's actually quite affordable, around $1,400 per year. However, even if this is too high for you, then you can lower auto insurance rates by taking multiple steps that include removing unnecessary coverage, increasing deductibles, and comparing other options. And number 4, life insurance. You need life insurance if you love your family, plain and simple. This is because it's designed to provide financial support to your family if an unfortunate event leads you to give them an early goodbye. Life insurance is usually available in 2 formats. Whole life. As the name suggests, in this type of insurance, you pay a fixed premium every year until you pass away, upon which the lump sum is transferred to the nominee, that is, your spouse. And term life. In this, you have to pay a premium for a certain number of years, that is, the insurance term, although the premium itself is a lot cheaper than whole life insurance. That said, the financial benefits are extended to your family only if you pass away during this term, but if you survive, then the coverage ceases and nothing is payable. Both types of insurance plans have their benefits, and you can make your choice by considering factors like your age, savings, etc. Just make sure that the coverage amount is sufficient and includes your funeral expenses, tuition fees for your children, medical emergencies, etc. Final words. There's no denying that life is unpredictable. You can't be too careful, and you can't control your destiny. However, what you can do is invest your money smartly so that when times are tough, the stress is minimized, at least as far as finances are concerned. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Types of Insurance You Should Consider by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While obtaining health insurance at a reasonable cost is certainly a concern, what do we do when we're faced with a medical bill, even when we have insurance? I once got a bill for $1,000 because my doctor ordered a test that the insurance company wouldn't cover. I called the doctor's office and told them I was only able to pay $20 per month. And I did that for a couple of years until I got tired of calling to make my payment and so decided to just pay off the rest of the bill in full. But I never paid any interest. If I knew what I know now, I would have definitely advocated for myself better. Did you know that medical billing fraud is an $80 billion problem? Healthcare is the only thing we pay for where we have no idea how much it could cost before we get the bill. But it's possible for us to be better consumers of healthcare. There was an incredible speech at the Economy Conference last year, which is an event I produce, about what to do when you get a medical bill. The speech was from Angel Salucci, who investigates medical billing fraud and abuse, and she's found from 20 years of data that 93% of medical bills may contain errors and/or blatant fraud. Always request an itemized bill and make sure you understand and agree to everything before you pay anything. There are four main types of common errors to look out for on medical bills, and if you'd like to learn more about this, check out Angel's speech on the Economy Conference YouTube channel titled "The Uprising of America Against Its Profiteering Healthcare System." That'll do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday and enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving if you're celebrating and listening in real time. Thank you for being here every day and listening, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.